60-year-old Rafiqul Islam Sarkar, a native of Bangladesh, says the inequality of women in his village is something he learned painfully at an early age.
When I was very young, you know, I was only 12 years old when I lost my mother. I mean, she was not given the proper Medicare facilities. And I thought at that time my father could arrange a good doctor, but he didn't. Because my mother was not important to him. That was the moment I realized that, well, the condition of the women in my country is not good.
Mr. Sarkar has never forgotten the unfortunate circumstances surrounding the death of his mother. After working most of his life as a television news director, he eventually decided to join the Hunger Project, a non-governmental organization with offices in New York City. Now, he reaches out to government officials and tries to convince them that the low status of women in many parts of the developing world is contributing to the ongoing cycle of poverty. Experts say gender cannot be ignored when it comes to hunger and poverty. According to UN figures, poverty affects 840 million people around the world, and a disproportionate number of those affected are women and children. Worldwide, women earn just over half what men earn. Women who are poor are less likely to receive education and health care services, die at younger ages, and leave behind children who often continue this cycle of poverty. In some regions where poverty is widespread, women who do not bear male children are abandoned by their husbands because they are judged as too much of a burden. 25-year-old Mary George of southern India knows this story well. Her father left her mother shortly after she was born because she was a girl. Years later, her mother died, and she was taken in by relatives who tried to arrange a marriage for her. But she refused the marriage because she says her prospective husband would not have allowed her to keep her job, which involved helping women by means of the Hunger Project. She was rejected by her family as a result, but she says helping other women is what continues to give her life meaning.
When I got into a problem, I thought I should end up my life. But later, I realized I have to live. I have to lead my young women and my mother. So many mothers are there. I should lead them. I should not end up my life for no reason. I tell them that they are the future leaders, each woman and each girls, young girls. They should come up in their life.
A key part of the Hunger Project's strategy in South Asia is to enable indigenous women to become self-reliant through education. In Africa, the group trains women farmers, helps them build their savings, and tries to reduce AIDS infections by distributing condoms and teaching about the risks of HIV. As often as possible, they spread their message by hiring local women who have been able to break traditional cycles of subservience to men. 24-year-old Susan Katashabi from Uganda is one of those women. She grew up in a village where girls as young as 11 were being married to older men and bearing children. Even though they were very young, their parents wanted them to marry because they were too much of a financial burden. Ms. Katashabi avoided early marriage with the help of an uncle who supported her decision not to marry and helped her pay her way through school. Now she tells other women to rely on themselves as much as they can.
I encourage them not to look at themselves as losers. I just encourage them that everything is possible if you don't listen to destructive advices or look at men as being the only source of life. And I also encourage them to stay in school.
Mr. Sarkar of Bangladesh recalls that his sisters did not receive the same level of education that he and his brothers did in their youth. In many developing countries, women are more likely than men to be illiterate, and women tend to receive much lower wages than their male counterparts. But in the decades since the Hunger Project began promoting equality for women in Bangladesh, Mr. Sarkar says he has seen changes occur.
Women are coming forward in the grassroots level also. You know, local government institutions, women are coming up and they are raising their voices for them. So we see great changes have taken place in Bangladesh.
The Hunger Project is affiliated with the United Nations effort to cut worldwide hunger in half by the year 2015. I'm Carrie Sheridan for Voice of America in New York.